way. I like to start at their pole and continue all the way around the horse and just cover all areas, because if they've got one sore spot, it's like us yet again, we'll compensate in another area, so it's really important not to miss anything.
Meet Tracy Maitland. She's a masseuse, and today she's hard at work here amongst the horse flesh at the Royal Adelaide Show. Hello, I'm Brooke Neindorf, and just like humans, these equine athletes need to get their muscle knots and tight spots sorted out if they're going to perform well for the judges. Tracy got interested in massage therapy after preparing her own horses for competition.
I wanted to do something for my performance horses, just to enhance their performance and just to keep them more comfortable, just like you and I might like to have a massage.
So it is like a human massage, targeting all the right muscles?
Absolutely. Just with humans, we get sore spots as well. Horses are the same, they're athletes, and depending on their discipline, they'll have different areas that will get stressed. My particular horses, we've got show horses, they tend to get a bit tight in their shoulders, in their hammies, particularly when we're down at the Royal Show, with extra work that we're getting, they just get a lactic acid build-up. So what we want to try and do is just promote the oxygen within their system, just so they don't get as tired and so sore.
Now, you just worked on a horse called Charlie, and you said that his right side was a little bit tight?
Yes, I came across some tight hammies, and just going through his hips, he was a little bit tender, and the owner had said that he had been a little bit off, and you can normally pick it up. The horse will show some discomfort, and by doing lots of flushing and lots of massage, hopefully we can eliminate that, and he'll go out this afternoon and be much freer.
So do you work on a lot of different areas on the horse, or do you focus on one key spot?
No, I cover the whole horse. It could take up to an hour or an hour and a half per treatment, depending.
And what are the horses like while you're treating them?
Most just chilled, really chilled, go to sleep. It's very rare that there may be one that's agitated. If it's agitated, there's a fair bit going on, and you'd normally stop doing that treatment and try and do it in a quieter time for that particular horse. But most horses just go to sleep.
Could it be because they're also sore in a spot as well?
Yeah, for sure. A couple of horses I've come across that I've had to abort just because they've just got too much going on. And sometimes it's just in their environment too. You're better off just going back to that horse at another time, another day, and just trying to have a quiet time one-on-one with them.
So is it something that a lot more horse owners are using?
Yeah, for sure. You'll see a lot of machines getting around as well now, and they have a real place in themselves. Hands are probably really good because you can feel the heat, you can feel the cold spots, you can feel any tightness. The machines will be great for stimulating the blood activity though.
And you're saying that the horses are pretty relaxed during the massage. What are they like afterwards? Do they have a little bit of a nap afterwards?
Probably 80% of them will just go and continue yawning and have a little bit of quiet time. Occasionally you'll get one that may have had some big area of tightness that they may go completely the other way. They might have a little bit of a buck, but only because it's released something. So yeah, no, most times they'll just chill out for the rest of the afternoon.
Can this type of treatment be transferred to other animals?
Yes, I've had a few dogs that I actually do. One I do quite regularly, and I've had a stud ram that I have treated also.
How did that go?
It was interesting. I got so much improvement with the first treatment that the owner asked me back again, I think it was another week or two later. He had a sale coming up, and he was pretty thrilled and said, "Yes, Tracy, you've got magic hands."
And how did that ram go?
I think he got quite a good price.